easy bedtime reading for Senate Bill 44. We will move Senate Bill 39 to below the line for Tuesday. Senate Bill 44, an act that is extremely long, to provide reciprocity for the licensing of insurance producers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Darla Lyon. I'm the director for the Division of Insurance. I have with me Sam Meyer, who's the assistant director for the Division of Insurance. And he will be available to answer any very technical questions, since I'm definitely not a technician in this area. But let me just talk a little bit about the history of how this model came about. And why. I did talk to this committee very briefly some time ago about the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act and implications of that act and requirements, and this is the bill that I referenced at that time that would be coming to you that was very large, and I think I apologized, and I guess I'll do that again. But let me say that it is not as long as it looks. The first part of the bill talks about, the first part of the bill actually are changes to the chapter. The middle part of the bill, the insurance licensing, agent licensing chapter, the middle part of the bill are amendments to the entire code, because one major thing that we're doing is we're changing the name of an insurance agent or broker to insurance producer. And so throughout the insurance code, there are references to insurance agents or insurance brokers, and all of those references needed to be changed to producer. So the middle part of this bill is doing is making those changes. The end of the bill is repeals that are no longer necessary, because in the first part of the bill they've been replaced with new language. And so it's not as bad as it looks, but I know that it was enjoyable reading for you all. The process that that we went through nationally is really why I have Sam here. Sam Meyer co-chaired a working group for 4 years who worked on putting together this model. I worked with all interested parties. It was a long process. It was sometimes even an emotional process, because when you get that close to something and work that hard, you become quite attached. And so it has been a long time coming, and this is the work product of a lot of work of a lot of people and a lot of interests, a lot of various interests. Let me, in the state, in South Dakota, what we did is for the past almost year, we pulled parties together and went through the model, the national model, and made changes that we needed to make to insert it into our code and worded in a way that it was South Dakota code friendly. And so that process took us some time as well. With that, I'll just kind of walk you a little bit through what the bill does, and then, like I said, if you have technical questions, Sam is more than happy to answer any of them. The Federal Financial Services Reform Act, which is a Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act, contains a provision that would create a national insurance producer licensing entity known as the National Association of Registered Agents and Brokers, or referred to as NARAB. This organization, by federal law, would circumvent states in the licensure of non-resident insurance producers if the states do not enact legislation to provide an environment of reciprocity in the licensing of insurance agents. The deadline for states to do this is November 12, 2002. If the bill fails and if the states do not pass reciprocity legislation, NARAB will be created to circumvent state laws. We will no longer be in a position to regulate non-resident insurance producers and adequately protect consumers of this state, and the loss of revenue would be approximately $3 million, which, for your information, is the majority of our funding available for the Division of Insurance. Insurance companies and producers currently must comply with different licensing laws and regulations in 50 states. True reciprocity and uniformity will substantially reduce operating costs of insurance companies, producers, and will create greater efficiency for the administration and issuance of licenses for the regulator. Senate Bill 44 is based on the NEIC Producer Insurance Model Act and provides for elimination of reference to agent and brokers, who will be referred to as licensed producers. It defines key terms used throughout the law. The terms sell, solicit, and negotiate, which determine when someone needs to obtain a producer license, are defined in the law. It clearly sets forth exceptions as to when a person does not need to obtain a producer license. It's very important to consumers that clerical people provide immediate assistance for their insurance needs or submit a claim to the insurance company. This does not represent a change as far as who will be required to be licensed or who is exempt from licensure. It provides true reciprocity for the licensing of non-resident insurance producers. It clearly states the reasons a license can be denied, revoked, or suspended. This will be consistent among states so we can issue a license to non-residents who are currently licensed in good standing in their home state. This permits all states to deny a license to rogue producers attempting to cross state lines and threaten consumers. It creates a uniform application process for licensing both resident and non-resident producers. It allows for the use of today's technology to implement electronic applications, appointment of producers with the insurance companies they represent, and the receiving of electronic payments of fees through the internet. It clearly states who is required to obtain an appointment or authorization with the insurers they represent, and it allows the director discretion in issuing certain types of limited lines licenses similar to the license held by a producer in his or her home state. And with that, we would be very happy to answer any questions.
Any other proponents of Volume Senate Bill 44? Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members, my name is Larry Arndt. I'm the registered lobbyist for the Independent Insurance Agents of South Dakota, and we rise in support of this bill. We were a part of the process this summer, and we believe that the bill will prevent federal regulation of the industry with regard to licensing, and we certainly support state regulation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Arndt. Any other proponents? Seeing none. Are there any opponents? Senate Bill 44. With that, I hesitate to ask if there are any questions on Senate Bill 44. Representative Glinski.
I can understand the substitution of insurance producer for whatever other statement was previously used. My one question has to do with these numbers of pages where everything's just canceled out. Can you tell me the reason for that?
The model, the national model was not drafted in a way that we could remove all of Chapter 30, which is the agent licensing chapter of the code, and replace it with the model. We had to merge the two together. And so what you see as repealers are things that have been replaced in the first part of the bill.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Representative Olson, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My understanding of the impetus of this bill is really twofold. It's to avoid federal regulation of insurance folks, and it's to enable us to continue to collect $3 million worth of fees from foreign insurers. Is that basically
partially. I mean, certainly we are proponents of state regulation, and we believe that we can better and more appropriately protect consumers in South Dakota than the federal government can. And so, yes, we are trying to avoid federal regulation with this bill, because Graham Leach Bliley says that we have to do this in order to comply and not be subjected to NARAB by November 12, I believe, of 2002. And so, yes, that part is correct. Obviously, we don't like to subject ourselves to loss of revenue. And so I guess that part is correct as well. But even more than that, we believe that we really need to do this to protect the consumers of this state, because the federal government, where they have taken over insurance areas, they don't have people to answer concerns of consumers and to investigate on their behalf or do anything else. And so it's just too big of a bureaucracy. And unless there are numbers of people, I mean hundreds and hundreds of people in the same situation, they just don't deal with them. Your question about foreign insurers, the money comes from non-resident agents or producers in this instance, not the insurance companies. I think some insurance companies pay for that for their producers, and some of them don't. So it's actually the people who are being licensed.
Any other questions? Representative Siebert.
Darla, this, when you're dealing with insurance and banking, as I believe they mentioned, subsidiary type thing, units, does that allow the bank, will the bank give financial information to the subsidiary of the insurance company?
Well, we've moved to a different bill. This is not the privacy.
I've read so much of this, I know I'm not sure
which
is which.
The one that Randy talked about previous to this bill was the non-public financial privacy, which does deal with subsidiaries and non-subsidiaries. This does not.
I have one question while you're here. The term that keeps coming up in this bill is the insurance producer. Would you please give a street definition?
Okay. An insurance producer, and by the way, the reason that we adopted a new term is because we wanted to create an environment in which any person who sold insurance or solicited insurance or provided advice was required to become licensed and didn't have to obtain different types of licenses for different types of work that they did. So we agreed nationally that we would come up with the term producer, meaning either an agent or a broker. So it's the agent you've always bought insurance from or provided advice to you is the producer. But that's another person may be a producer who doesn't represent an insurance company, but assists you in finding an insurance company that meets your needs.
It also covers someone who's selling securities and that sort of thing?
Well, it does in that a person who sells variable life and annuity products also has to be licensed as a securities dealer or pass an NASD exam.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you. We will close public.
Do pass.
We have a do pass motion on Senate Bill 44.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Madsen. Any discussion on the motion? Brown. Hearing none. All those in favor of a do pass motion on Senate Bill 44 will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bogalka?
Aye.
Frederick?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Glinsky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Philandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Cadeau?
Aye. That motion passes 13 to nothing.
Move consent.
I don't think so.
Why not?
We want everybody to read it.
This is one we ought to really explain page by page on the floor, and I think about 32 minutes may do the job. No, let's not put this one on consent. I think it'll just get pulled. I do want to